is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, this article comes from one of my favorite wells, badmarriages.net. And there have been some other articles that have been sent to me. Believe you me, gents, I'm about to go into those at a later date. Now, this article was published on the 29th of March. Husband arrested for wife's killing 1 week after she filed for divorce, police say, and records show. More blood on the hands of the family court and divorce system. An Indiana husband has been charged with murder in the death of his wife after her body was found in a creek, Indiana State Police said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Officials said they began investigating the disappearance of Elizabeth Wilhoit, 41, on Friday after co-workers contacted police when she did not show up for work. During the investigation, detectives determined that Wilhoit and her husband, 39-year-old Andrew Wilhoit, had gotten into an argument and he struck her with a blunt object, causing her to lose consciousness. My. Someone literally decided to go caveman. Indiana State Police said he then placed her into a vehicle and drove to a nearby creek where he dumped her body. Wow. Elizabeth Wilhoit's body was found early Saturday, partially submerged in water. The Boone County Coroner's Office said in a Facebook post that an autopsy determined the manner of death to be a homicide. The exact cause of death is pending as the coroner awaits lab results. Well, it looks like the cause of death was a blow to the head. And if that didn't kill her, guess what? Being in the water finished her off. Court records show that Elizabeth Wilhoit filed for divorce from Andrew Wilhoit on March 17th, just 1 week before she went missing. According to the divorce filings, the couple has children together. Andrew Wilhoit was arrested for the killing and booked into the Boone County Jail, police said. Well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. I'm going to go with a 10 because of the blunt force trauma that was inflicted. Up close, personal. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, of course, I got to go with a 10. So, Mr. Wilhoit gets a score of 35. Let me reiterate this. More blood on the divorce and family court system. Now, mind you, she's older. She's also a nurse. So, what does that entail? Well, I can tell you this much. Nurses are some of the worst women to be married to. Trust me, the meat sack's a nurse. But anyway, yeah, nurses, horrible wives. Why? Because one, they work too damn much, and two, they are notoriously unfaithful. Yeah, nurses are some of the least faithful women walking this planet. And you also got to take this into consideration. She's older, more than likely she made more money. So guess what? Nurses tend to emasculate their husbands. Oh yeah. See, the meat sack tried that with me and I put her in her place real damn quick. But more often than not, nurses will tend to emasculate their husbands. Why? Because they tend to earn more than their husbands. And little well-known secret, or should I say an open secret in the nursing community, yeah, they tend to try to go after doctors. They tend to try to monkey branch. So why did this woman file for divorce? Well, that's a question that we'll never know. But anyway, here we have another man who, when faced with the divorce and family court system, he decided to take matters into his own hands. She won't be the first. She definitely won't be the last. It is what it is. Hey, female fuckery has no bounds. So guess what? HMT also has no bounds either. And more men who are going to be faced with that decision of the family court or criminal court, I'm not even sad to say this. A lot more men are going to choose criminal court because at least they get their rights, as opposed to family court where you get stripped of all of them. This is the system that's been created. So guess what? More and more men are going to respond that way. Because once you get divorced, you will have the threat of jail hanging over your head regardless. That's what a lot of men fear more than anything, which is why a lot of men stay in horrible marriages. Oh, we're going to have a nice conversation about that later on. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and that absolutely corrupt family court will go out right along with it. Why? Because two things are happening. One, more men are saying to hell with marriage altogether. And two, the men who are married, a lot of them are really starting to weigh that option of taking matters into their own hands when it comes to divorce. So either way, marriage and divorce going down. And it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.